This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin during a forceful speech in Poland on Saturday as he wrapped up his four-day European trip. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In some of his strongest words, Biden called out Putin and his war against Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House denies Biden was calling for regime change. The president also said in his address outside the Royal Palace, Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia.
This battle will not be won in days or months either. We need to steel ourselves for the long fight ahead.
And he had this message for Putin.
Don't even think about moving on one single inch of NATO territory.
Because he says the U.S. would be obligated to protect its allies. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. State Department said Saturday that the U.S. intends to provide Ukraine with an additional $100 million in civilian security assistance. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement. He said the assistance would be to build the capacity of the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs with a view to aid border security, sustain civil law enforcement functions, and safeguard critical government infrastructure. As Biden visited Warsaw Saturday, several rockets struck the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. The powerful explosions on Saturday frightened a city that has been a haven for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing other parts of Ukraine. Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovyi called one of the attacks a rocket attack, saying it did significant damage to infrastructure. You can keep up on all the Ukraine news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden spoke via phone with Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya today aboard Air Force One. He thanked her for attending his speech in Warsaw, according to the White House. A White House statement said the president underscored the continued support of the United States for the Belarusian people in defending and advancing human rights, freedom of expression, and free and fair elections. Niger's defense ministry said Saturday that six soldiers have been killed in an attack in the southwest of the country near the border with Burkina Faso. The attack, which took place Thursday, was the second in 10 days. It marks a return to violence in the region after weeks of relative calm. The defense ministry gave the toll as six soldiers killed, one injured, and a vehicle destroyed, with the casualties on the attacker's side not determined. The Tillaberi region, where Thursday's attack took place, is a vast area on the borders of Burkina Faso and Mali. It's been the scene of bloody attacks by jihadi movements linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group since 2017. Last week, suspected jihadis attacked a bus and a truck in the southwest, killing 21 people. Nigerian President Mohamed Bazoum, in a new approach, has initiated dialogue with jihadi leaders in an attempt to keep the peace. But the military response continues, with some 12,000 soldiers fighting in a dozen anti-jihadi operations, nearly half of them along the more than 1,400 kilometers of border with Mali and Burkina Faso. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have refused to allow dozens of women at Kabul's international airport to board their flights because they were without a male guardian. That's according to two Afghan airline officials who spoke to AFP on condition of anonymity because they feared repercussions from the Taliban. They said dozens of women who arrived at the airport to board their flights Friday were told they couldn't do so unless accompanied by a male guardian. Some of the women were dual nationals returning to their homes overseas, including some from Canada. The officials said the women were denied boarding on flights to Islamabad, Dubai, and Turkey on Camair and the state-owned Ariana airline. One official said the order came from Taliban leadership. By Saturday, some women were traveling alone were given permission to board an Ariana Airlines flight to western Herat province. Recapping our top story, President Joe Biden aimed squarely at Russian President Vladimir Putin in an impassioned address in Warsaw on Saturday. He said, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. A few minutes later, the White House walked back his statement. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.